The Oscar-nominated film Embrace of the Serpent is set in the back of beyond, way, way beyond. It's the first feature shot in the Amazon rainforest in more than 30 years, and it's told from the point of view of an Amazonian shaman, the last survivor of his people, and two Western explorers who form a bond with him. Colombian filmmaker Ciro Guerra decided to make the film after reading the journals of a German ethnologist and an American biologist. They ventured into the region more than a half century ago. Guerra says shooting a film deep in the Amazon was an otherworldly experience. Every day brought something wild and new, like the day he encountered a spider with what looked like a human face.
It had a very clearly human face drawn on its back. I remember I saw a dragonfly, which was about the size of half an arm or something. And it was unlike any other insect that I have ever seen. It was something out of Avatar.
Avatar.
And, yeah. You know, every day we would see a new different insect. The shooting would stop because people would just be taking pictures of it.
What was the best thing about filming in the Amazon rainforest?
The best thing was working together with the communities. With the indigenous communities, these people are very open, very joyful, and they are willing to share so much. And just to stand there and learn from them this different way of living, this different way of being human. We're talking about people who don't handle money for most of their lives, you know. And everywhere you go, in the deep Amazon, there will always be a plate of food and a smile for you, no matter who you are or where you're coming from. They rewrote the script. They translated the script to the languages, and in that process, the script was rewritten. It was a whole process of 3 years of work that was about the scripts being infused with Amazonian myth, Amazonian storytelling, Amazonian spirituality. So that's how a very Western script became a very Amazonian film.
Did you have to spend time gaining their trust, the indigenous communities you worked with, before you set up shop? I mean, did it take a long time to persuade them that this was a great idea, or were they on board from the start?
They were on board from the start because I was accompanied by Ignacio Prieto, an anthropologist friend of mine who has worked with them for several years in the past.
What was it about the journals of these two explorers, the German ethnologist and the American biologist, who traveled through the Colombian Amazon last century? What was it about those journals and the writing that hooked you on this project?
As I start delving deeper into the diaries, I just discovered that I just thought that it was a fascinating story. I couldn't believe that it hadn't been told. This was a story about knowledge, a story about people from different sides of the river, of the world, looking at each other and, you know, and trying to bring this knowledge together at the same time that it was being destroyed. So it was just, for me, a fascinating story, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I couldn't, there was no choice for me. I had to make this film.
In your director's statement for this film, you call the Amazon that unfathomable land which we foolishly reduce to simple concepts: coke, drugs, Indians, rivers, wars. What does that list leave out? I mean, how did this, making this film, change how you think about the Amazon rainforest?
It's difficult for me to describe. I can tell you that there was a moment in which I had a glimpse of a knowledge that was as big as the knowledge that we have built the Western world on. And it was just a glimpse that you're just standing in front of a huge, gigantic wall of knowledge that you cannot possibly fathom. And it's not a knowledge that is written, because they don't believe in the written word. The Amazonian people think that if you write down knowledge, then knowledge dies. Knowledge should always be alive. Knowledge should always be complemented by the person expressing it. So the experience of being in the Amazon, being truly in the Amazon, I mean, not just as a tourist, and sharing with the people of the Amazon, is an experience that makes you question every aspect of your existence.
Ciro Guerra's movie, Embrace of the Serpent, is up for an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. Find out more about the century-old photo that inspired the movie at PRI.org. This is The World.